This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's host one of the biggest syndicated radio shows in the country. Ground Zero comes on right before George Norrie on the Premier Radio Network. And Clyde Lewis is riding shotgun with us for 2 hours. We're going to cover the waterfront. The reason I wanted to get him on is I remember him predicting that there'd be another anthrax or ricin. I always say it wrong. Ricin attack, ricin, and ricin, and now you've seen that happen. And then I remember McAfee, when he escaped Belize, saying Hezbollah's being snuck in. There's thousands of them. They're cooking up massive factories of ricin. And I didn't think he was lying, but 2 years later it came out, Hezbollah, 4,000 plus Hezbollah, ricin. I mean, ricin, folks, is deadly neurotoxin, obviously, because you can grow it, I guess, on rice, and anybody can basically make it. The problem is you'll probably kill yourself in the process. And so he has been really hammering that he thinks there'd be a bio attack. Even when I was on with him like a month ago, he was said it a couple times, and he's a smart cookie. So we're going to get his take on that, because that kind of blipped on the radar. And in my experience, when a terror attack's real, it gets no attention. When it's hyped or provocateured, then it's absolutely promoted from the rooftops everywhere, and there's always some legislation they're trying to pass. But we'll get Clyde Lewis's expert take on that. He's a syndicated radio host, author, researcher, filmmaker, actor, very, very, very accomplished guy. He'll be joining us coming up for 2 hours here today. And then I'm trying to get the guy on we had on like a month ago who got banned off of when his books hit number one. Got banned off Amazon for misogyny. It wasn't even misogyny. It's just how to act like a man. Maybe a little bit of an extreme version of it. And a lot of women like that, actually. That's what they want. But the point is, a lot of women don't like that. He now got banned off PayPal, and now he's just shutting down. He's just going off the air. So that's where they want this to go. And it's very, very dangerous. That's why I sued PayPal. The idiot New York Times and others are like, it's his only payment processor. He'll be shut down. There's hundreds. Here's the problem. PayPal strategically has bought up most of them. And they got a big deal going through where they'll have almost all of them. So that's when we were like, whoa, we've got to bring this to the president's attention. So in my briefings that are going to the president this weekend, the briefings will be done from a top law firm. And it's packaged in with our lawsuit to show we're serious. And then some other ideas for some other law firms. The president takes that serious. And, you know, it's also in hundreds of newspapers. So that will get some attention. So all the left and everybody's like, ah, ha, ha, you're suing in San Francisco. You're going to lose. Ah, we're going to ban you conservatives. We're going to run you in the ground. We're going to totally shut you all down. Just keep laughing, because the lawsuit is to draw attention, dumbasses. And I'm not talking to our radio listeners or TV viewers. Just these leftists just don't get it. They don't get me spending my own money to educate people to say no to the corrupt system. Because I'm not a conservative. I'm a libertarian, renaissance patriot who loves Jesus Christ. And I want justice. And I love little black kids, little brown kids, little white kids. I love everybody. And I just want to have a future. And I see Trump being attacked by every side because he is the president trying to be the president. Does it mean he's perfect? No. But you know a man by his enemies. And let me tell you, Trump's got the enemies. He's got the pedigree politically. And I'm totally behind him. And that's why they know that I've got to be destroyed. Because, see, they know they really can't intimidate me. But, see, they want to intimidate you. They want you. I can't tell you how many other talk show hosts I know didn't come running like a Clyde Lewis or a George Norrie to get me on when I got banned, but were regular guests who just won't even talk to us. Well, my God, that's the instinct of slaves. You might as well stick your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye. If you've got that instinct, man, North Korea is the place for you. God, don't you get it? You've got to have the instinct to say no to this. You've got to have, you know what happened Facebook threatened to ban him if he had me on. I heard about it. Inside Baseball. He said, oh, I want Alex Jones back on because of that. That's the instinct to save the country and the world. We'll be back. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And exchange it with us. Don't you wave your hand at me. I wave my hand at you.
When you grow up, I'll be good.
When I grow up,
we grow up.
You and I grow up.
How dare you talk to women that way? How dare you do that for a
time? How dare you?
Where we got to operate based on the information we have available.
But now the way everybody's reacting to this now, you know, every Supreme Court justice hearing coming forward that's going to be going on for after this.
Well, we had one a few months ago and it didn't work out that way. You know, they're all different. This particular case touches it also touches on an issue that's very sensitive and obviously very important in this country. And it needs to be handled in an appropriate way. So there's a single shred of corroborating evidence.
But you said handled in an appropriate way. How should it have been better?
The gathering of information. I mean, if we make decisions based on information. You know, we've now interviewed over 150 people over two decades. Not a single one has corroborated any of this. If there had been a single shred of corroboration, I'd be the first one out there. I'm still reading through the documents, so
should
I don't have a final
answer. Have more time.
Now, I agree with Marco Rubio there. That there's not a shred of evidence. If there was, then great. But if you're a radio listener, you can hear it. TV viewers can hear it and see it. There are these anti-man, hyped-up, Soros-funded women screaming and howling like there's an island of Medusas or something, or harpies fighting over the one eye. And the way they're going, F you to Orrin Hatch, we bleeped it out. And he just says, you'll grow up, while they're saying F you. And they go, how dare you speak to a woman as such? They're like going back to ancient England or something, where, you know, the total chivalry of the not even speaking to a woman unless spoken to or whatever. They're going back to this, I guess, even Elizabethan, where open the door for me and I wear white gloves and you do what I say. But no, they're just screaming harpies, F you, F that. You know, rape. And then he's like, grow up. How dare you? The polls show it. This has backfired on him big time. Clyde Lewis joins us for the balance of the next 2 hours of Ground Zero Radio, weeknights, right before Coast to Coast AM comes on. And so I guess that's like 10 o'clock at night. I've been on there many times, or listened to it many, many times. And so Clyde Lewis is here, groundzeromedia.org, while he's still there, at Clyde Lewis, there on Twitter. But I wanted to get him back on to talk about currently what's going on, the hysteria, 51-49 for cloture, left the Senate. They're going to vote tomorrow at around 5 o'clock Eastern. We're going to be here covering it in an Internet-only transmission. We'll send it on satellites to radio and TV, but it's going to be commercial-free, basically. So we'll have some promos, the front and the back. We're going to have this live coverage an hour before the vote. right through the vote. We're going to have crew on the ground in D.C. with live feeds. So be ready for all of that tomorrow as well at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com live coverage. But, Clyde, this segment, let's get into the general climate. The Democrats calling for civil emergency. COG, you're an expert on that. And then I want to, next segment, get into your prediction of ricin, your prediction of a bio attack you've written about, you've talked about, and why you thought it was about to happen and has now happened and what you think's going on there. Great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Alex. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, let's dive into it. I mean, what is your take on Kavanaugh? What is your take on just the hysteria, the calls for violence against Republicans? I mean, I know you're kind of like I am, kind of a nonpartisan guy, but this is really scary.
Yeah, it is really scary. And I was actually last night talking about something called the Satan bomb. And what I talk about is the idea of this country leaving its morals aside and literally just throwing itself on the altar of evil for the sake of putting forward an agenda. And this is how desperate people are. And that's it's really sad to see this. I had said that the Arch of Baal, which was this Palmyra arch that was the 3D printed by a digital archaeology company, had been erected on the day before the Judicial Senate hearings. And the idea that perhaps what this arch represents was the very thing that they were discussing actually in those hearings, such as, well, it was the Arch of Baal in Palmyra, which is in Syria, that was actually brought down by ISIS. And this group decided they wanted to make a replica of it. They wanted to tour it. They put it all over. They first sent it to New York. They sent it to Trafalgar Square. After it was erected in Trafalgar Square in England, someone decided to erect a demon called Pazuzu, which, of course, is a familiar demon to those people who see the movie The Exorcist. They erected Pazuzu on the Queen's Library just down the street from this arch. And I was thinking to myself, how peculiar is it that they do this? This is some sort of priestcraft or black magic that's being done to...
And I totally agree. Let me just stop you there because I know we're going to go here. But the globalists are obsessed with ancient Babylonian, Assyrian occultism. And when you talk about that particular demon, they translated that in Ghostbusters into Zool, and that's actually the one that they're worshiping in the movie. And they make a joke, and it brings your destruction, and it brings world destruction, and they envision Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and so that's what pops up. But that's what we're, that's what these globalists are into. And it's funny you raise that because you've had the major witchcraft events, with thousands of witches trying to kill Trump and even Hollywood involved. So they really believe they're getting empowered by something.
Well, and you're the pioneer actually, with the, actually revealing the horned owl at the Bohemian Grove, which of course is a representation of Moloch. And Moloch, of course, is also another way of describing the horn god Baal. And what Baal represents significantly is the, or specifically, what it represents is sexual perversion, baby sacrifice, all these things that they did. It was a horn god that they would put a child in the arms of this horn god, and they would pull a lever, and then the baby would drop into a fire, much like what you see at the cremation of care.
And let's be clear, when the Jews got captured in different captivities by the Assyrians and then by the Babylonians and others, they then later adopted some of this, at least some classes in it. And so that's where you get all of this Babylon mystery religion coming into Christianity, coming into Europe. I mean, that's just the archaeological history of that. So Ghostbusters seems like a funny movie, but what they're actually showing you, you know, in an archetype is actually what the devil worshippers are into.
Right. And so when you have an arch being set up before the testimony given with, you know, Ford Kavanaugh, and you know that everything they're talking about has to deal with sexual perversion, abortion, all of these things, baby killing. I mean, it all seems to come together. And what's interesting is one of the first points that were made was, I think it was White House, Sheldon Whitehouse said something to the effect, he said, do you know what the devil's triangle is? And, of course, we all know that there's this place out in Bermuda or whatever. But, no, they were referring to what would be a sexual menage a trois, if you will. And I just thought, wow, that seals it right there. They're talking about all of this, including some sort of perversion.
Sex magic.
Yes, sex magic. It's exactly what it is. It is sex magic. And what is even more frightening is that the ricin attacks also has a cult significance, as when ricin was sent to Ted Cruz's office, it was done on a day where the moon had entered into Gemini, and the twins' names are Pollux and Castor. Ricin is made from castor beans. And I thought that was also significant. And also the day they apprehended the suspect, William Clyde III, from Logan, Utah, there was an incident in Georgia where someone had beheaded 12 goats, and their heads were floating in the Chattahoochee River in Georgia. So a lot of weird devil type of activity going on.
And again, it all sounds like insane, because we're not insane, but the globalists are into the occult. Clyde Lewis is an amazing investigator. We're going to come back and look at the Ryzen attacks straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A little mink, didn't you?
We better go full stream.
Aim for the flat top!
Went so hard? We neutronized it. You know what that means? A complete particle reversal.
We have the tools... We have talent.
It's Miller time.
Ray, this looks extraordinarily bad.
Oh, no.
What?
We're showing you this, and we're going to pull up the part I had on the YouTube over there where it shows the archway. It's an acrylic archway in Ghostbusters, and then it shows the pyramid behind it. And if you go to Syria, that's what they actually built. And this was a gateway they believed that the devil came through, and they called it Zuzu or Zool. So you go see Ghostbusters, you're like, oh, it's a movie, it's made up. What is this? I'm going to come in there, I'm going to pull it up myself. It's all right. But I didn't even know Clive Lewis would, there it is, would go to this. Now, let's pull up the arch the Democrats just rebuilt again. Because when you understand they're crazy, they believe they're getting this evil power, and they see Kavanaugh that's anti-abortion and Trump and all this pro-human stuff, that's why they're flipping out. That's why they're going crazy. And so it's very astute that you brought this up. Because, look, I'm not into the occult. I don't believe in all this stuff. They do. Like Soros is admittedly into all this spirit cooking and Aleister Crowley stuff. So, Todd, I'm glad you brought all this up because... This is really central, and we can make jokes about it, and I make jokes about it, but it's not funny. They're at Bohemian Grove, Republican, a lot of the Republican leadership, not anymore, more and more they don't go, are they worshiping, you know, they call it an owl, call it a bull, doesn't matter, that has a platform where they burn a kid, and they say, this is Moloch. And they go, oh, you're an idiot, Jones, Moloch is a bull. It doesn't matter, they call it an owl, it doesn't matter. The point is, they take it deadly serious. I've been there, I've covered it. When I went to Bohemian Grove in 2000, I didn't believe it was actually going to happen. I thought it was made up, but it was real, and they were taking it deadly serious. So, Clyde Lewis, I want to get into all the other big subjects next segment, but this segment, what is driving this occultism? Because it's real. I mean, and occultism is expanding. What do you think is behind it?
Well, there have been a lot of polls lately that have said that a lot of young people today are more into secularism. They're looking to science to find the answers to a lot of spiritual questions. And this is something that I think is quite disturbing, because what this is we have failed in a lot of ways, I think. We have failed in teaching our children a lot of things regarding spirituality, teaching our children a lot of things that you know, put them in a position to be, you know, believers in God, or at least having a spiritual sense. But the spiritual sense is completely destroyed, and this is something they're grooming Generation Z for. And I said this. I said, you know, the future isn't about you and me. It's about Generation Z, and they know this. They know that if they can get them while they're young, and having teachers go in and giving them the globalist oratory and all the things they do, they know they're going to have these kids prepared for accepting this new world order, which would be a new world order not just in in government, but in religious beliefs and a number of other things that they're going to be trying to push on people. And so a lot of kids, a lot of young people today are turning to the occult. And this is something that, in fact, I think if you read The Open Conspiracy, if you read The New World Order, these are books by H.G. Wells, who was a fiction writer, but he said, since he was a Fabian socialist, he said, that's the agenda. The agenda is going to be winning over the young people, having them fight for this, and doing so by grooming them and changing their views on everything from government to religion.
And again, they're erecting satanic temples all over the country. They're doing all this. They go, oh, Satanists, we're just into libertarianism and human empowerment. But that's not what real Satanism is. Real Satanism is about total domination over reality and making other people submit to your will. It's not about empowering individuals' wills.
Well, I mean, you've got a number of different, I guess you could call them groups of Satanists. You have Levian Satanists, which say...
Yeah, you got people claiming they're Satanists that really aren't. That's what they're trying to act like shocking. But well, tell me what you think a real Satanist is versus a Luciferian.
Well, Luciferians are kind of Illuminati-type individuals who are looking for knowledge, and they use Lucifer as the symbol for knowledge and enlightenment. When you're looking at Satan, however, the fallen one, there are people who use Satan as an icon of basically atheism, saying, well, I don't believe in God or the devil, and so they call themselves Satanists, for lack of a better term. But they really are secularists and hedonists and nihilists. But when you look at somebody who is actually a theistic Satanist, you look at a number of religious organizations that call themselves like the Temple of Set, or you talk about the Satanic Temple, those who are crucial in bringing forward these statues of Baphomet in the public square, and, of course, the Arch of Baal, where they tell you, oh, the Arch of Baal is a representation of peace and freedom, but in reality it's a representation of sexual orgies, promiscuity, and baby killing. And this is exactly what they brought up during the whole Kavanaugh Ford debates, or the hearing, is whether or not Brett Kavanaugh was a sexual predator, and what his positions will be once he's confirmed as judge, or as a Supreme Court justice. That once he's there, what is he going to do with the idea of reproductive freedom, as they call it? It's all about abortion. It's all about baby killing. It's all about sex. It's all about homosexual sex, the devil's triangle, all these buzzwords that people like Sheldon Whitehouse were just so happy to basically parade around the hearing and to talk about. And this was something that really made me feel uncomfortable because, this certainly smacked of a lot of occult buzzwords. We're calling it twilight language, if you will, just basically spreading the hidden agendas through words.
I totally agree. And let's come back into the hard subject. I like Trump. He's a good guy. His energy is positive. He's trying to fix things. He's trying to give Christians freedom. But Kavanaugh's a Bush minion and a Karl Rove minion, and they're all skull and bones. And you get into that area of the East Coast, the rest of it, Kavanaugh's got a pretty good voting record. But I'm going to be honest here. Devil's Triangle is not a drinking game. It is menage a trois. So let's look at it. What's really going on with Kavanaugh? Could he be the ultimate Trojan horse? We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Are you a god?
No.
Then...
I did not mean to get into the occult today. I did not mean to get into all this, but Clyde Lewis is a big syndicated host, probably with 400 stations. Correct me if I'm wrong. Right before George Norrie every night on Premier Radio Network. Heard him for years, been on his show. And I know he predicted ricin attacks that can be grown on castor beans. I also read that they can grow it on rice. But the point is, and then it happened. And then he gets into how it's part of a larger occult ritual. who was a crazy guy when I was a kid, poisoned the treaty oath they signed the Texas Constitution on with a bunch of poison because he thought he'd get satanic power out of it. I don't believe in this stuff. These crazies do. And occultic activities are exploding. Now, I think Brett Kavanaugh overall has a really good, strict constructionist, constitutional background. And so I don't think he's a bad guy. And I don't want to have even wars with the old establishment because the libertarian renaissance movement is defeating them. I want to just move past it. The Clinton Stay Behind Network, though, is still there with Soros. That's why I'm at war with them, because they're still in power to a certain extent. But you hear about Devil's Triangle. That is a drinking gang, the creator of it said. And so when I brought up the Kavanaugh thing, it's the Democrats invoking that. But I think it's fair to also bring up Skull and Bones, the Bushes, that the fact that Kavanaugh was brought in under Bush, and that's why Trump brought him in, thinking, well, he's got a pretty good voting record as a conservative. He'll back the president. But the Republican blue bloods like him, too. And then even that they went after. But I think they miscalculated because people know who Kavanaugh is. So I think Kavanaugh's a good guy. I think he'll be confirmed tomorrow. I back that. But Clyde Lewis also pulling back from this, though. There are some people out there saying, hey, you know, wait up here. You know, he's got neocon connections. Well, it doesn't matter now. I mean, we know the Democrats don't want him, so that's a positive thing. But what do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, we ought to always say to ourselves that it's not about the worst of two evils or the best of two evils. We always seem to deal with evil. And it's the intent or what is eventually going to happen with this. I would say that it's certainly if he does get confirmed, which I think he will too, I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on him to be ever mindful of how he's going to be looking over his shoulder. He's going to be having to play the game, so to speak. And that's what really worries me, is that the game will have to be played and certain compromises will have to be made. Now, this will be, done because that's how it's done in Washington. I mean, if the government has something happen that's peculiar or weird, it's because they planned it that way. And that is something that I think a lot of people need to understand. It was FDR that said that. He said, well, if it happens in government, you know, it's because we planned it. And it just seems to me that this seems, it seems to me that things seem to be going as planned. And it just seems like a very interesting plan, bit by bit, play by play. See, I see patterns. And I'm like you. I believe this, that it's not what I believe as far as the occult is concerned. It's what they believe. And so if they believe it, and they practice it, and they like their little medieval dramas with worshiping owls and jumping around naked in front of an owl in the Bohemian Grove, and if they like their little arches, and if they like their little demonic hand signs, and if they like their twilight language like Devil's Triangle and other things, you know that there are people, high-ranking people in positions, that certainly do these types of rituals. They do. They have this type of affination for, like you say, Babylonian secret school, secret societal Satan stuff. And I've seen that all the time. I see it all the time. And it was, of course, my exposure, some of my first exposure to it was from Spy Magazine and from you. So, I mean, the triggering of the Bohemian Grove meme is certainly right here and now. Now, I don't know, is Kavanaugh a bonesman? I didn't really know if he was or he wasn't.
No, I don't think he's a bonesman. I just think it's reasonable, as some listeners, you know, said, hey, you know, look, Roger Stone wrote articles about him, you know, 80-something days ago saying, look out, you know, we want Barrett, not him. Whatever. The point is, he's got a pretty good voting record. Let me ask you this, and I'm going to play a clip actually from The Good Shepherd about Skull and Bones that Robert De Niro produced that Matt Damon's in. It was actually a pretty accurate movie. Why do you think the establishment hates Trump so much?
Because he's not part of that system. It was like what Newt Gingrich says. He hasn't gone through the rituals. He hasn't gone through the hazing process. He was a man who does his own thing, who sets his own rules. He doesn't bow or answer to any secret societal mayhem. He may know of it, but he certainly doesn't know how to deal with it, I don't think, as much as the others do. They know how to deal with the secret handshakes and hand signs and symbols. You know, it's funny because
he just blows past all that. His secret sign is the economy doing well.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you read any postmodern philosophy, like by Jean Baudrillard, who said that we're living in times where symbols mean more than reality itself, and it's because consciously and subconsciously we respond to these symbols. That's why, you know, you can take a swastika into the Eastern world, and they'll see it as a symbol of peace. You tilt it one way, and it turns into a sign of Nazism. You take a cross, you look at it, and you say, oh, that represents God. Turn it upside down, it represents the devil. People understand these signs and symbols. They know the numbers. If you say 666, immediately they say, oh, it's the mark of the beast. We have been actually, this is wired into our DNA, these symbols and signs. And so if you see them and you're aware of them, it basically sends red flags. If you don't know about them, it still sends red flags because cellular, on a cellular level, the body and the mind and the soul responds to ancient symbolism.
That's right. And let's explain that. These evil groups have taken over every major power symbol and turned it around for their control. So why does Chelsea Clinton hundreds of times photo with upside down crosses? Why do they do this? Why are they into these dark forces? Because they're going against the countervailing wisdom and force of humanity to succeed and empower and be loving. They want to countervail that and control it, so they have to try to hijack it and then do really wicked things, they believe, to destroy their soul. They don't know that's happening, so they can get closer to being like anti-human. I mean, that's really what's happening. And once they're done, people like Bill Clinton, Hillary, are these robots. People that I know that know them, they're just these hateful, unhappy robots that just go around grasping like zombies. I mean, it's horrible. But they believe that's enlightenment.
Well, I heard a definition once of what a monster is, and it's a very simple description. A monster is a human being who doesn't care. And that's how you become a monster. You just become, you don't care. And what is the whole purpose of the cremation of care? We release from ourselves any responsibility. We release from ourselves any care.
You're getting rid of the conscience in a black magic ritual to take the metaphysical reap what you sow law of the universe and pass it on to a child, which is the very essence of hardcore black magic.
And the definition of a vampire is a vampire that robs you not only of your blood, but of your virtue. And that is what is at stake.
And of your seed. Because it's one thing to suck somebody's blood or their money or their power. But if you kill their kids, if you take their line, that's real power.
Right. It's the idea that if you can eliminate progeny. I mean, what was the whole purpose of the Garden of Eden? The Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, it was, we want to corrupt the DNA of mankind because we look at them as abnormal monkeys.
And so that's the true satanic ritual. Clyde Lewis is so smart. We'll be right back with him. We'll get into more political stuff and take your calls next hour. But the groundzeromedia.org, amazing, at Clyde Lewis at Twitter. You tune in to tonight, obviously, 10 o'clock Central, right before George Norrie. So we'll be right back on the other side, though, to get more into this. And a clip from Inside Skull and Bones via Hollywood.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to open the phones up next hour.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live with Clyde Lewis. Next hour, we're going to open the phones up on Brett Kavanaugh. Will he be confirmed? What do you think about the occult? All of it. But here's the thing. The hidden exists. The establishment being involved and obsessed with the occult is a fact. And so why is that? I think Clyde Lewis put his finger on it earlier. We're going to go to him in a moment. It's on our DNA, our ancient species, our incredible background, all the things we've been through. Obviously, the mainline history we're given is not the truth. Just like everything else we're told is a lie. And so this is some language, some system that we, through ancestral memories that they've proven are real in all major developed species. The enemy has our owner's manual. They have our program. They are not more advanced than us. They're not better than us, but they're older than us or have a longer memory. And so they are able to manipulate us through the archetypes. And that's really the secret, and they don't want you to become aware of that. Well, I want you to become aware of that. So we're going to be talking about the Clyde Lewis here, and then we'll next hour get into all the big current, you know, temporal, provable topics. But he brought us into the whole occult area today, and we're going to play a clip from a film came out over a decade ago, The Good Shepherd, with Matt Damon, produced by Robert De Niro, directed by Robert De Niro, that from people that I know that have been in Skull and Bones, and Charlotte Isherby, whose father and others were in it, and released the secret documents to Anthony Sutton. This is just the beginning. So we'll show you inside a ritual of Skull and Bones, here in a moment. The ABC News caught a little bit of footage from outside where death equals death, murder equals death, devil equals death, and like simulating murder. And that's just kind of training the young ones for the real thing later. So it's more like a nursery school or an outer temple. Of course, any real Skull and Bones members or higher levels are probably killing people at about age 12. But this is more wimpy blue bloods are brought in to be trained before they go to the next level. Listen, if you don't fund us, you already know that, we'll be shut down. But you are funding us, so thank you. I need to be flooded with capital. We have great products at very low prices. So something like Knockout, that is an amazing combination of melatonin and L-tryptophan and valerian root and lemon balm and chamomile and a bunch of other things. It's the same amount as a bottle of melatonin that has the same dose. They're just putting $1 a product in it and selling it for $19. We put, you know, $7, $8, $9, $10 a product in it and sell it for $19. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You get great products, just like our information's hardcore. You fund the operation. Sign up for AutoShip, and then that way you'll just automatically get delivered it. You get 10% off. It had a 98% review 6 months ago, but the left all goes on to power reviews and does false reviews against us, and they brigade and organize as if you don't know how great the products are. It's so funny. It's only 91% review now. Sorry, only 91%. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's discounted right now, but it's close to selling out. So is BrainForce Plus, our great nootropic. It's 40% off. Secret 12, BuzzFeed tested and said, well, it's pure B12, but here's the best in the country, this other brand. This was Mark Cuban's lab did it. What he said was the best in the country was what we private labeled. It's hilarious. And ours is $10 less, so a lot of our stuff's private label. Whatever the best is, we private label it and discount it. A lot of our stuff's proprietary and original, but it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But I will end the special on Secret 12 and BrainForce this Sunday. It's got to end because more is it coming into the middle of December, and at current rates, we'll sell out by November if we sell at the sales price. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, again, I didn't know we'd get off into this whole occult situation, but that's really the root of it, and the elite are obsessed with it because they're psychopathic, or at least sociopathic, and they have given themselves over to the programming. So you and I look at it, looks like a bunch of gibberish because we're dialed into the whole universe. So I wouldn't say it's a good thing that a lot of folks are susceptible to the programming, but we have to learn what these symbols are and what their antecedents are to then see them and understand the larger attack that's taking place. And there's not just evil in the universe. Most of these symbols were ours, given by our creator. We're made the image of, by the way. That's a big deal. That's a little clue right there. These are symbols, like the star, the pentacle, that's given to us. So it doesn't mean it's even evil. It's been expropriated, and then the system has hijacked it as a counterfeiter. Like the Bible says, that the devil's a counterfeiter. So we'll get Clyde Lewis's take on that into the next hour and take your calls. I'll give the number out in a moment. But first, here's a clip from the Good Shepherd.
Knights of Eulogia. Now, what I'm about to read is actually in a movie called The Good Shepherd, just like the elder was going into. And the ceremony they do, as you can see here in the scene, they're wrestling butt naked in mud. Okay? They're wrestling butt naked in mud while other members in this group, they start pissing on them and laughing. Okay? And you see here in this scene, Matt Damon gets upset and he walks out because he just got humiliated. Now, one might watch this movie and think it's part of the movie. It's, you know, it's not something that they really do. It's just an act or whatever. But that's further from
that. And that's an internet clip we got with someone's commentary. But the point is, you can find the clip out there without that if you want. But the reason I play that is it's all about humiliation at that level, submitting, telling them all your hopes, all your dreams. And then later you try to clear yourself out so you can be possessed in a coffin. You know, after 10 guys have, you know, done a gangbang on you, and then after they've done that, then you're on to the next level. Clyde Lewis, why do you think this is going on? Again, why is there this obsession with this?
Well, there's power in sex magic, and some of the groups that, you know, are well-known, like the OTO and other groups, you know, of course, they practice sex magic. There's a lot of power in the orgasm. There's a lot of power in bringing that forward. In fact, if you want a sigil to be energized, usually people who are magicians or wizards or whomever, they'll tell you that the best way to power up a sigil or a symbol is to either do so through sexual intercourse or sodomy or even masturbation. So they know that the power of sex is very is appropriate for these sigils. And I know it's kind of uncomfortable to talk about this, but this is what goes on. I mean, you've seen movies like Eyes Wide Shut. You've seen, like I say, the robbing of virtue, young people, young women, young men becoming sexual objects. We know the Franklin scandal. We know of, you know, the situation with those boys who were harmed. We know the stories of boys that are brought to the Bohemian Grove for this type of thing. I mean, trafficking and pedophilia, all of this is a part of it. And it's beyond the Pizzagate. It's beyond that. It's all of that. But, you know, we become specific, and that's where the media has their heyday, is because you become specific in one area, and they say, well, it's not happening here. But what they exclude is it's happening in a lot of places. And we see a lot of it being revealed and hinted at. But we never seem to find ourselves in a situation where we can nab the offenders, because the offenders are high-powered, highly paid individuals. And so, you know, what the Me Too movement doesn't do is it doesn't identify some of the perpetrators who have actually harmed young children. You know, we hear the women, but soon I think the next one will be the hysteria regarding children who may have said they've been harmed. But most, if you notice, that most of the big players are never identified. And in the double standard, we have, you know, Kavanaugh being under the microscope, but never do we ever go back and say, well, maybe we should put Clinton, Bill Clinton, to the fire, and all the others who participate in the sexual rituals of Bohemian Grove.
And again, to be clear, Bohemian Grove, from my own research, is just kind of an outer court to see if you like it, to test you out. Do you have any idea from your research, like, who the different occult groups are? I mean, we know the things they're into, but it's just, it turns into like a labyrinth of mental illness.
Well, I mean, in the beginning, if you remember going back in history, they had the Martinists. And the Martinists had no morals whatsoever. They were the secret society that did just that. It was sexual magic and things of that nature. Aleister Crowley, of course, was a sex magic provocateur, and he would raise from many of his rituals what is called the homunculus, which is a creature that does the bidding of its master many times. And that's exactly what the AI movement is all about, is creating the mechanical homunculus, or the slave or servant. And even Anton LaVey had said, the Black Pope of the Church of Satan, he said the future would be having a mechanical serf to do everything.
Exactly, it's an avatar.
Have an avatar that you can abuse and have sex with.
Back in 2 minutes with Clyde Lewis. I want to finish up with the occult, which the elite are obsessed with, and get into that avatar. Then we'll get into the world events and take your phone calls. I'll give that number out. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those links. They're trying to censor us for a reason. They're scared of this broadcast.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.